Stanza 3. And as the cock crew, those who stood before the tavern shouted, "Open then the door. You know how little time we have to stay, and once departed, may return no more." Paraphrase. And as the cock crow of wisdom heralded the divine dawn, many people waiting at the door of inner silence stirred and began shouting, "Open, open up! So little time we have in this earth life to reap the harvest of true wisdom. After death comes to claim us, may we never more be forced to reincarnate, dragged earthward by the heavy anchor of material desires." Expanded meaning. While still the call of wisdom summons you to cast off your sleep of delusion, make the best use of these few years on earth. The body is a temporary stopping place. Beyond it, tracks lead into the unknown in two directions, toward death, if that be your choice, or to a life of immortality in God. The real purpose for your earthly sojourn is to quaff deeply the nectar of reincarnation destroying, all misery annihilating wisdom. Editorial comment. Omar Khayyam's insistence on the theme of life's brevity, one he sounds repeatedly throughout these quatrains, is itself the strongest possible evidence against the claim of Westerners that he was a hedonist. What pleasure seeker would dwell at such depressing length on the impermanence of his coveted pleasures? A poet of hedonism might, like Robert Herrick, urge his readers to enjoy this world while they can. Herrick wrote, "Gather ye rosebuds while ye may, old time is still a-flying, and this same flower that smiles today, tomorrow will be dying." His cheerful reminder of life's brevity, however, would have lost its gay lilt had this become the underlying theme of his poetry. No poet of wine, women, and song could share Omar's fascination with death. For the hedonist, eternity is an embarrassment. Western commentators, in their determination to cast Omar in the role of pleasure seekers, remark on the philosophic sadness of his poetry. They recognize, in other words, that for a hedonist, he very much overdid life's impermanence as a theme. But they call him a philosopher of hedonism, and that, in their minds, gets him off the hook. What it really makes him out to be, of course, is an armchair hedonist like themselves. Visualize him, if you can, telling people, "Get out there and enjoy yourselves." Then visualize him, a moment later, whispering in their ear that the pleasures on which he hoped they'd stuff themselves were nothing but a hangman's dinner, the lugubrious prelude to execution at dawn. Anyone who can, with a straight face, depict Omar carousing with his friends, as Edward Fitzgerald described him doing, has had the direct, robust experience of life commonly ascribed to librarians. The importance of living in the moment is a theme often sounded in philosophy. Many great thinkers have urged people to live in the now and not to scatter their energies over a broad spectrum of past and future. A past forever vanished and a future yet to be disclosed. Paramhansa Yogananda put it this way, "When you can be happy in the present, then you have God." To live in the present is wisdom. To live for the present is folly. Attachment to this day's happiness is a good way of ensuring unhappiness tomorrow, when present joy has become a dusty memory. The way to be constantly happy is to remain inwardly not attached to anything. Hedonists do in fact boast sometimes of their non-attachment, but they do so in a spirit of, what does it matter if Sally is unwilling? There's always Sue, or if all else fails, Samantha. They give the lie to their boasted non-attachment by their frequent moods of anger, satiety, and disgust at the way things are going for them. It is not the ever-looming presence of death that depresses them. It is the fact that, the older they grow, the less pleasure they find in anything. Indeed, it seems a race as to which will turn to dust first, their physical bodies or their material pleasures. For pleasure itself eventually turns to ashes in their mouths. Umar was a philosophy in the highest, most intuitive sense of the word. His life study was the mystery of eternity. It is not surprising that in his own day he was widely known as a man of wisdom. Was such a reputation ever gained by drunkard or libertine?